Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're going to explore a very insightful topic, the comparison between glass ionomer cement and compomer, particularly in terms of bonded acrylic expander retention and white spot formation. When we look at the everyday use of acrylic splint type expanders, one persistent issue is keeping the device firmly in place while protecting the enamel. A recent randomized clinical trial from Turkey compared two common materials for this purpose, glass ionomer cement and The study enrolled 120 patients, all with posterior crossbite and maxillary constriction. Half were treated with the glass ionomer cement, the other half with the compomer. The protocol was quite standardized, two activations daily for 1 week, then one per day until the desired expansion was reached. After active expansion, the appliance remained in place for 1 month of retention. Now, the results were clear. In the glass ionomer group, 20% of expanders failed. In the compomer group, only 3% did. That difference was statistically significant. When the researchers examined white spot lesions, they found a similar pattern. The glass ionomer group showed more enamel decalcification, particularly on the central and lateral incisors and first molars. So, what does this tell us? In clinical practice, compomers seem to hold better and protect enamel more effectively than glass ionomer cements in this setting. The likely reason lies in material behavior. Glass ionomer cements are highly moisture sensitive during setting. In contrast, compomers combine the fluoride release of GOCs with the superior mechanical properties of resin-based composites. However, it's also worth noting that almost half of all teeth still showed mild white spot lesions after treatment, regardless of the material used. That's a reminder. Material choice helps, but it does not replace oral hygiene. Patients and their parents must be educated about meticulous brushing and fluoride use during expansion therapy. In summary, when bonding full coverage acrylic expanders, compomer cements offer lower failure rates and less risk for enamel damage. Yet our responsibility as clinicians remains broader. Good bonding, yes, but even better prevention. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.